7. See you, do okay. Hernandez followed Rydell into the kitchen of the house in Mar Vista. He wore a sleeveless powder blue jumpsuit and a pair of those creepy German shower sandals, the kind with about 1,000 little nubs to massage the soles of your feet. Rydell had never seen him out of uniform before, and it was kind of a shock. He had these big old tattoos on his upper arms, Roman numerals, gang stuff. His feet were brown and compact, and sort of bear-like. It was Tuesday morning. There was nobody else in the house. Kevin was at Just Blow Me, and the others were out doing whatever it was they did. Monica might have been in her place in the garage, but you never saw too much of her anyway. Rydell got his bag of cornflakes out of the cupboard and carefully unrolled it, about enough for a bowl. He opened the fridge and took out a plastic snap-top liter container with a strip of masking tape across the side. He'd written "milk experiment" on the masking tape with a heavy marker. "What's that?" Hernandez asked. "Milk. Why does it say experiment?" "So nobody'll drink it. I figured it out in the dorm at the academy." He dumped the cornflakes in a bowl, covered them with milk, found a spoon, and carried his breakfast to the kitchen table. The table had a trick leg, so you had to eat without putting your elbows down. "How's the arm?" "Fine." Rydell forgot about not putting his elbow down. Milk and cornflakes slopped across the scarred white plastic of the tabletop. "Here." Hernandez went to the counter and tore off a fat wad of beige paper towels. "Those are what's-his-names," Rydell said, "and he seriously doesn't like us to use them." "Towel experiment," Hernandez said, tossing Rydell the wad. Rydell blotted up the milk and most of the flakes. He couldn't imagine what Hernandez was doing here, but then he'd never have imagined that Hernandez drove a white Daihatsu sneaker with an animated hologram of a waterfall on the hood. "That's a nice car out there," Rydell said, nodding in the direction of the carport and spooning cornflakes into his mouth. "My daughter Rosa's car. Been in the shop, man." Rydell chewed, swallowed. "Brakes or something?" "The fucking waterfall. Supposed to be these little animals. They come out of the bushes and sort of look at it. The waterfall, you know?" Hernandez leaned back against the counter, flexing his toes into the nubby sandals. "Some kind of, like, Costa Rican animals, you know? Ecology theme. She's real green. Made us take out what was left of the lawn, put in all these ground-covered things, look like gray spiders. But the shop can't get those fucking animals to show, man. We got a warranty on everything, but it's, you know, been a pain in the ass." He shook his head. Rydell finished his cornflakes. "You ever been to Costa Rica, Rydell?" "No." "It's fucking beautiful, man. Like Switzerland." "Never been there." "No, I mean what they do with data. Like the Swiss, what they did with money." "You mean the havens?" "You got it. Those people smart. No army, navy, air force, just neutral. And they take care of everybody's data. Regardless what it is. Hey, fucking A. Smart people. And spend that money on ecology, man." Rydell carried the bowl, the spoon, the damp wad of towels to the sink. He rinsed the bowl and spoon, wiped them with the towels, then stuck the towels as far down as possible behind the rest of the garbage in the bag under the sink. Straightening up, he looked at Hernandez. "Something I can do for you, super?" "Other way around." Hernandez smiled. Somehow it wasn't reassuring. "I've been thinking about you. Your situation. Not good. Not good, man. You never get to be a cop now. Now you resign. I can't even hire you back on Intensecure to work gated residential. Maybe you get down with a regular square badge outfit. Sit in that little pillbox in a liquor store. You want to do that?" "No." "That's good, because you get your ass killed doing that. Somebody come in there, take your little pillbox out, man." "Right now I'm looking at something in retail sales." "No shit. Sales? What you sell?" "Bedsteads made out of cast iron jockey boys. These pictures made out of 100-year-old human hair." Hernandez narrowed his eyes and shoved off the counter, headed for the living room. Rydell thought he might be leaving, but he was only starting to pace. Rydell had seen him do this a couple of times in his office at Intensecure. Now he turned, just as he was about to enter the living room, and paced back to Rydell. You got this hard-assed attitude sometimes, man. I don't know. You ought to stop and think maybe I'm trying to help you a little, right?
Back toward the living room again.
Just tell me what you want, okay?
Hernandez stopped, turned, sighed.
Never been up to NoCal, right? San Francisco? Anybody know you up there?
No.
Intend Secure's licensed in NoCal too, right? Different state, different laws, whole different attitude. They might as well be a different fucking country, but we've got our shit up there. More office buildings, lot of hotels. Gated residential's not so big up there, not till you get out to the edge cities. Concord, Hacienda Business Center, like that. We got a good piece of that too. But it's the same company. They won't hire me here, they won't hire me there. Fucking A. Nobody talking about hiring you. What this is? There's maybe something there for you with a guy. Works freelance. Company has certain kinds of problems. Sometimes they bring in somebody. But the guy, he's not IntenSecure. Freelance. Office up there. They got that kind of situation now. Wait a second. What are we talking about here? We're talking about freelance armed response? Guys, a skip tracer. You know what that is? Finds people when they try to get out from under debt, blow off the rent like that, or take off with your kid in a custody case, whatever. But you know, those kinds of skips, they can mostly be handled through the net these days. Just keep plugging their stats into that America. Eventually, you're gonna find them. Or even, he shrugged, you can go to the cops. So what a skip tracer mostly does, Rydell suggested, remembering one particular episode of Cops in Trouble he'd seen with his father, is keep you from having to go to the cops or to a licensed private detective agency. You got it. Hernandez was watching him. Rydell walked past him into the living room, hearing the German shower sandals come squishing after him across the kitchen's dull tile floor. Someone had been smoking tobacco in there the night before. He could smell it. It was in violation of the lease. The landlord would give them hell about it. The landlord was a Serb immigrant who drove a 15-year-old BMW, wore these weird, furry Tyrolean hats, and insisted on being called Wally. Because Wally knew that Rydell worked for IntenSecure, he'd wanted to show him the flashlight he kept clipped under the dash in his BMW. It was about a foot long and had a button that triggered a big shot of capsicum gas. He'd asked Rydell if Rydell thought it was enough. Rydell had lied, had told him that people who did, for instance, a whole lot of Dancer, they actually liked a blast or two of good capsicum, like it cleared their sinuses, got their juices flowing, they got off on it. Now Rydell looked down and saw for the first time that the living room carpet in the house in Mar Vista was exactly the same stuff he'd crawled across in Turvey's girlfriend's apartment in Knoxville. Maybe a little cleaner, but the same stuff. He'd never noticed that before. Listen, Rydell, you don't want to take this? Fine. My day off. I drive over here. You appreciate that? You get tweaked by some hackers. You fall for it. You push the response too hard. I can understand. But it happened, man. It's on your file, and this is the best I can do. But listen up. You do right by the company. Maybe that gets back to Singapore. Hernandez, my day off! Man, I don't know anything about finding people. You can drive. All they want, just drive. You drive the tracer, see? He's got his leg hassled. He can't drive. And this is, like, delicate, this thing. Requires some smarts. I told them I thought you could do it, man. I did that. I told them.
Monica's copy of People was on the couch, open to a story about Gudrun Weaver, this actress in her 40s who just found the Lord, courtesy of the Reverend Wayne Fallon, in time to get her picture in People. There was a full-page picture of her on a couch in her living room, gazing raptly at a bank of monitors, each one showing the same old movie. Rydell saw himself on the futon from Futon Mouth, staring up at those big stick-on flowers and bumper stickers.
Is it legal?
Hernandez slapped his powder-blue thigh. It sounded like a pistol shot.
Legal? We are talking IntenSecure Corporation here. We are talking major shit. I'm trying to help you, man. You think I would ask you to do something fucking illegal?
But what's the deal, Hernandez? I just go up there and drive?
Fucking A, drive. Mr. Warbaby say drive, you drive.
Who?
Warbaby, this Lucius Warbaby.
Rydell picked up Monica's copy of People and found a picture of Gudrun Weaver and the Reverend Wayne Fallon. Gudrun Weaver looked like an actress in her 40s. Fallon looked like a possum with hair implants and a $10,000 tuxedo. "This war baby, Barry, he's right on top of this shit. He's a fucking star, man. Otherwise, why they hire him? You do this, you learn shit. You're still young, man. You can learn shit."
Rydell tossed the People back onto the couch.
"Who they trying to find?"
"Hotel theft. Somebody took something. We got the security there. Singapore, man, they're in some kind of serious twist about it. All I know."
Rydell stood in the warm shade of the carport, gazing down into the shimmering depths of the animated waterfall on the hood of Hernandez's daughter's sneaker, mist rising through green boughs of rainforest. He'd once seen a Harley done up so that everything that wasn't triple-chromed was crawling, fast-forward, with life-sized bugs, scorpions, centipedes, you name it.
"See," Hernandez said, "see there where it blurs? That's supposed to be some kind of fucking sloth, man. Some lemur, you know? Factory warranty."
"When do they want me to go?"
"I give you this number."
Hernandez handed Rydell a torn scrap of yellow paper. "Call them."
"Thanks." "Hey," Hernandez said, "I like to see you do okay. I do. I like that."
He touched the sneaker's hood.
"Look at this shit. Factory fucking warranty.